The show is about to start. Fashionista.
Fashionista is, of course, Joan Lincoln. Should it stay or should it go?
Huh? Yeah, you like that,
I do. I like that a lot.
Did you spark joy when you brought that bookcase over to Panache Home?
I sparked joy when I brought a lot of stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
I believe me, I've been sparking joy a lot getting rid of stuff. Oh, no, yeah. I love that bookcase. It just doesn't fit in my home.
Yeah, it's great. If anybody wants to see Tony's bookcase, come on over. But, you know, at this time of the year, you know, people are flipping their closets, mm-hmm. you know, their seasonal closets, but they're also, you know, perhaps looking at, okay, so where'd all those little collections come from throughout the summer? And are you a collector of anything?
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know, baseball cards?
No,
I do shot glasses.
You do shot glasses? Seriously?
Yeah, I used to whenever I travel and stuff. Yeah. I don't much as much anymore, mm-hmm. but whenever we go anywhere, we get shot glasses.
Do you still have those collections?
I have them. I just don't display them until we get a bar in our basement. Then I will.
Well, we got this great bookcase at Panache Home.
You want to buy a bookcase?
Oh, gosh. But I'm not a collector. I really don't have a collection of anything.
No,
and it's really, it's amazing to me. Anyways, here's the deal. So I'm just going to talk about three quick things to spark joy. Have you become friends with cardboard boxes and Rubbermaid containers?
Lots.
Do you talk to them?
No.
Like, I should get to you one day. Or what's in you? Like, do you label it?
Yes.
There are so many people who pack things away in cardboard boxes and Rubbermaid containers. They don't label what it is.
Oh, I got them all labeled.
And so then it sits there forever. The next thing is, are you a reader or do you collect books?
I read.
I read
the books and then I give them to somebody else.
Oh, okay. That's good. I have a lot of books.
Okay.
In boxes.
Okay. So like buying a book and reading them, they are two different hobbies, right?
Right.
So just either read them.
I talk to the books. I'm going to get to you someday.
And I went through this huge purge this past weekend. My youngest daughter and her boyfriend came over and they helped me purge out some of my basement papers, documents. Do you hold on to hard copy?
I got tax returns from 2000.
Well, I know that we're, you know, as a small business owner, obviously I have to retain, you know, my business. But I was holding on to paperwork from chapters of my life that have passed and can't get tapped into again. So I was like, these have got to go.
Yeah.
I felt so empowered. I have decided that I was saying goodbye, bye. It's very empowering to say bye, bye. Do not learn to love the mess. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
Do not learn
to love the mess.
Is my suggestion.
Okay. If it should stay or if it should go, usually it's... If you got to ask the question, I think it's got to go.
I agree.
Exactly. Really, you know? Say bye-bye.